Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And today in the news, there's a question. Could Pete hold the key to climate change? That's not just any random guy called Pete, but the stuff that's found in Scottish wetlands. Now, in January, Scotland will host the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC for short. And Professor Des Thompson, speaking for Scottish Natural Heritage, says, and I quote, "By improving the state of peatlands, we can make a significant contribution to reducing carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere. Apparently, if peatlands dry out, they release huge amounts of stored carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, so it's important to keep them in good shape, and even restore damaged areas if at all possible." And no doubt, in January, we'll know the answers to the questions. But back to today, and we're going down on the farm with our adopted farmer John Scott, up in Ferne, to see what's happening.
Well, one or two different things happening, Richard. The spell of weather has been great this past week, 10 days. It's just great to get a nice bit of drying wind and some warmish weather. We could have done with a spell of weather like this in the middle of harvest. That would have really helped. We've weaned the calves and they're now inside. They've been weighed and their backs have been clipped. They're inside. They're settling down. The cows will go back out today. They're getting a TB test, so the vet will come do our routine blood tests. And on the sheep front, the tips are out. Seem to be tapping quite well. The ewes are certainly in season, working away. And on the arable side of things, well, the winter barley's coming away nicely. We didn't put any wheat in the ground. We're still shifting some of last year's wheat. A few issues with bushel weight, unfortunately. It's been a challenging harvest, as all the listeners will know. But yeah, be glad to see the back of that wheat. And various routine jobs, still putting some bales in sheds and tidying up after the harvest spell. Looking ahead, we'll just be doing a few routine maintenance things in the steading, just making sure things are in order, ready for the coming winter. Checking gutters and roofs and things like that, just to hopefully save ourselves time later on when the bad weather does come.
And like every other farmer at the moment, it seems to me you've got half an eye on your renewables. You're thinking maybe a turbine, you're thinking maybe put some electric panels on the roof. So what's the score there? What's happening?
Yeah, we're investigating a few different options there. We do have a planning application in for a couple of small turbines. It's quite a minefield, and you do with getting some real independent, accurate advice on which way to go. It'd be great if you go to someone and they could come and say, right, this is your farm, this is what we think would suit you best, and head down that route.
So that's the latest from Ferne Farm, and we'll be following John's plans for renewables with interest right here on MFR Farming. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40.